Some lawmakers want to undo legislation they've signed themselves less than a year ago in efforts to avoid the yoke of sequestration they've offered up Fed's pensions, health care, and jobs. Eric Wasson is a writer for The Hill newspaper, and he has the latest for us. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
So let's start with the very basics. Tell us a little bit more about the House Republican budget plan that came out yesterday and what kind of response it's getting.
Well, this is authored by House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, and it's very similar to the budget everyone probably remembers from last year that caused a political firestorm by privatizing Medicare. This plan is similar in its Medicare aspect in that it would offer seniors a premium support subsidy in order to purchase private Medicare insurance, but it now has a traditional Medicare public option. Overall, Paul Ryan's budget would cut $5 trillion in spending over 10 years compared to President Obama's budget, and it has a huge tax cut. It would take the six marginal income tax brackets and bring them down to just 10% and 25%. To pay for that, he would eliminate loopholes, but he's not really specifying what loopholes, including things like mortgage interest tax deduction, he might eliminate to do so. So overall, this is a budget that would balance by 2040 and have a rather large tax cut in it.
So let's drill down a little bit to the specifics. There are provisions in here that could affect federal employees directly, and also provisions that specifically mention different federal agencies like the Department of Defense. What do you have about that?
Well, this is interesting. You know, you talked about rewriting the deal. The last August, the Budget Control Act set certain spending caps over 10 years, and this budget would cut $800 billion from those base caps. But it includes an increase for defense. They don't want to cut the defense budget at all. In fact, they want to increase it by $200 billion over 10 years compared to what would have happened otherwise. So basically, this is a very deep cut. There's also what's called $1.8 trillion in other mandatory cuts over 10 years, but it's not really specified. It's kind of loose report language that says this cut should come from things like federal worker pensions and so forth. One thing that it does mention is freezing pay at least through 2015 for federal workers and cutting the federal workforce by 10% through attrition. But it's not really clear if he could make the numbers work just by doing that. So we might see deeper cuts in order to reach that $1.8 trillion over 10 years mark.
We are speaking with Eric Wasson. He's a writer for The Hill newspaper. Now, Mr. Ryan has introduced this bill. What kind of co-sponsorship does it have, and what are the prospects? Well, first of all, what's the timeline for getting it voted on in the House? We can talk about the prospects.
Yeah, at 10:30, they're going to start a markup process in the House Budget Committee where it looks like it will get out of committee. There was some sort of drama related to this because appropriators on the committee did not like the discretionary spending cuts. Conservatives wanted to go much deeper. I mean, conservatives, the Republican Study Committee, which is about 174 members who really closely allied with the Heritage Institute, who wanted to balance the budget in 10 years. And like I mentioned, Ryan's budget doesn't balance to 2040. So to balance the budget within 10 years and not increase taxes at all, you really have to cut much deeper than Ryan's willing to. So, but I think this will get out of committee. It remains to be seen how many conservatives will defect on the floor. People are kind of waffling and saying they might vote against it. But it looks like, Ryan told a few reporters yesterday that they have the votes to move it out onto the floor next week, under the Budget Act of 1974. This sort of has to be done by April, and then, Congress goes on a two-week break at the beginning of April. The Senate, meanwhile, is not doing a budget resolution. They are just going to write their appropriations bills based on last August deal, and this could lead to sort of another government shutdown drama in the fall because the House appropriations bills will be based on this budget, which is at a lower number, and the Senate will have a higher number, and unless they can agree, see continuing resolutions and possibly another shutdown drama in the fall.
It does have the quality of Groundhog Day, doesn't it? I was wondering, what has the Speaker said about this, Speaker Boehner?
Oh, well, yes. Well, he believes there'll be a strong vote of support. The Boehner and Cantor brokered this compromise between appropriators and the conservatives. The conservatives have wanted to bring the budget for next year down to $931 billion. and it's going to come in at $1.028 trillion, which is, you know, less than the $1.047 trillion that was in the deal. So this is basically a leadership-driven exercise, and, you know, it's a chance for Boehner to really unite the conference. There's been a lot of divisions. The debt ceiling deal split the conference last year. The payroll tax fight with Democrats split the conference. So this is sort of a platform, an election year platform that can unite most of the conference probably around it on the floor.
What, if anything, about this plan might actually have a chance? Anything that both sides can agree on?
Well, you know, we're having this massive sort of event after the election in which a lot of deadlines come up. The Bush tax cuts expire, the debt ceiling gets reached again, the payroll tax Doc Fix deal ends, this automatic cuts triggered by the failure of the super committee happen. All is happening around Christmas time. So this document could form sort of a negotiating platform. Of course, it all depends on the election, you know, who takes control of the Senate and the House and the White House. So some of it very well could. Now, as far as Medicare, this is in the long-term picture the biggest problem for the budget. You know, you've got the baby boomers retiring and health care costs seeming to spiral out of control. So a partial privatization may end up working its way into some sort of grand bargain at some point, but I don't think that's going to happen this year.